The clergy and the Acholi Religious Leaders Peace Initiative have met the South Sudan Liberation Army SPLA in position led by General Justin Taban from Eastern Equatorial Province during their 2 days visit in South Sudan. The clergy traveled to Eastern Equatorial in Torit on May 10, 2019 under invitation by head of Interreligious Council of Equatorial State, Archbishop Bernard Oringa, who doubles as Bishop of Eastern Equatorial Catholic Church. Acholi Religious Leaders Peace Initiative is an interfaith peace building and conflict transformation organization that was founded in 1997 and inaugurated in February 1998 to provide proactive response to the conflict in northern Uganda. The shared passion of Acholi Religious Leaders Peace Initiative, Retired Bishop Nelson Ononweng says, he told the commanders that they should focus on women and children who have been displaced from their homes.
We had the opportunity to meet the Sudan Liberation Army in opposition. We told the religious leaders and the rebel leaders they must learn to focus on children who are suffering in their mothers in refugee camps. Because we didn't see any school along the road. So if there is no education in that country, what is the future? We also call upon the rebel leaders and even political leaders. Do they really love their people? Why should they be fighting now against?
The clergy who traveled to South Sudan include retired Bishop Ononweng, the chairman Alpi, Sheikh Musa Khalil, the district Kadi Acholi, who is also the chairperson committee Alpi, Reverend Patrick Loom, the chairperson program Alpi, Simprosa Otim, a member of executive committee, other staff of Alpi who traveled to Torit, Francis Lukuya, the general secretary, and Mark Kidega, the finance administration Alpi. Sheikh Musa Khalil, the Acholi Muslim district Kadi, says their visit to the UN peacekeeping office in Torit is significant because they met liaison officer who took them to rebel barrack.
We advise them to benefit from the recent peace agreement signed to keep up to the extension of the cessation of hostility, to care much about the population, the community of South Sudan. We were giving them confidence and guiding them on the importance of knowing that our interfaith let them struggle, fight for peace so that the community of South Sudan enjoy peace. We shall continue because we promise them for to make an exchange visit. A team from South Sudan has to come also and visit us and give them more guidance as far as peace is concerned.
Inspired by both faith, the religious leaders come together for a common cause to advocate for and lead their followers out of violent conflict. I'm Jackson Kitara reporting from Hulu Town.